awesome way to open up the show. Welcome back to The Fourth Official, episode 39. We had a little bit of a break over the last month. Came in on Friday of last week and recorded a quick 45-minute episode about all the cuts that Orlando City made. But this is an official Fourth Official episode.
Can I just be honest right now? I haven't listened to that episode yet.
You listened to the intro.
Yeah, I did that. I stopped listening.
Wow. Hey, the voice of Gavin Eubank, everybody.
Hey, guys. How are you this week?
Bet you didn't miss him. Anyway, Brad Newton and myself, Austin David.
Hi.
We're here again.
I thought we were recording yesterday. That's why I wasn't going to be on that episode.
No, today is Monday.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Monday of Tuesday?
It's the Monday of Tuesdays.
Yeah. Feels like a Monday. But anyways, hey. Let's talk some soccer, but before we talk about some soccer, how about those Tokyo Gas creators, Brad?
Didn't do so great. Lost 69-7 to the Nojima.
Is that still nice, or is that not nice?
It's nice. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's nice.
It's nice in a different way.
It was nice for somebody.
It's nice. To the Nojima Sagamihara Rise, which. Sounds more like a command than a name of a team. Kind of threatening, but nonetheless, Fujitsu Stadium Kawasaki did not get to see a Tokyo Gas Creators victory.
You want to tell people what the Tokyo Gas Creators are?
Didn't I go on like something during the
episodes? I think it was just like
there's a Tokyo Gas.
Like this is definitely not the first time we've mentioned it.
It's definitely not. The Tokyo Gas Creators are. An American football team that play in Japan, comprised entirely of Japanese players who play in a league comprised entirely of Japanese teams that there's like promotion and relegation in an American football league in Japan. Yes, we've talked about
this before.
Aren't
there like 50 teams in this league?
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Okay, that's right. We were talking when we brought up Pro Rel.
Yeah, we first brought up Pro Rel. Then I realized, oh, wait, there might be some case of Pro Rel happening in
American football. In American football.
Yeah.
Is it American football or arena football?
No, it's American football. Okay. Played on a field.
Interesting. All right. Let's talk some soccer.
Some American football now. Some American football.
Some good old American football.
So,
talked about by two Americans and a half Canadian.
So very, very sad news today. Chapecoense, a Brazilian club that was a few years ago in the D division in Brazil has moved all the way up to the Premier Division in Brazil in 2014. Was on their way to, was it Colombia?
Yep.
To play the Copa Libertadores final, and their plane crashed and everyone died. And
well, not everyone, but most of the passengers. Yeah.
Pretty much their entire team, media. Coaches, owners, even. Mm-hmm. It's just gone like that.
Yeah.
That's wild. Didn't this happen a few years ago? Not a few years ago, like 30 years ago with the Marshall football team?
Yeah, that's why you had that Matthew McConaughey movie and everything else. But that's also not the first time a Brazilian soccer team in general has been caught in a plane crash either. So, that's a huge tragedy, and it's just kind of, I mean, not to get away from the main topic of the show or anything, but it's kind of cool to see the entire sporting world kind of rally around this team, and you know, just the outpour that everyone's sort of shown to their fans in the community, and the family members that you know have lost their loved ones and everything like that. So you know, oftentimes it gets lost in sports sometimes where we get overly caught up in things that we either agree or disagree with. But this is one of those things where it's just like, yeah, across the board, everyone's you know thinking about those guys.
Yeah, and it's really nice. Who was it? Atlético Nacional, the team that Chapecoense was going to play. They said, you know, to Chapecoense, they take the title, and then I think all the other Brazilian teams around the league said that not only would they give players from their own team to Chapecoense to finish out the season, but they would also help, like, pay the families of the victims.
They also said that they don't want them to be relegated either. They want to give them immunity from that, which I think is
for
a really,
3 years.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's, again, this goes back to, you know, sometimes, you know, it sucks that tragedy has to kind of happen for, like, cool things to sort of shine through it, but...
Sometimes, you know, it's bigger than sports.
Yeah, it's kind of sums it up, really.
But sports brings us together in those tragic moments.
Well, it's supposed to be an escape from everyday real life. So that's why, like, when you see people who, like, you know, I have a theory that, you know, when you go on Twitter and you see someone listing a bunch of teams in their name, it's the amount of teams they have listed on their profile is directly proportional to how awful a human being they are. So yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be the distraction. You're supposed to, like, go to sports to get away from it. We just happen to exist in a world where we're the ones who either report on it or we work in it. So, you know, not everyone has to be a commentator, but, you know.
Yep.
It's just kind of cool to see, you know, this whole thing.
Yeah, and of course, the connection with Orlando City to Brazilian soccer in general. I mean, you've got the majority owner, Flavio Augusto da Silva, and Kaká.
Kaká posted on his Twitter about it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really sound like they're doing much, but, I mean, it's about as close to reaching out as you can get, really.
Pretty much. The CEO, Alex Leitão, also in Brazil as well, and very close to them, and Vice President of Communications, Diogo Cotojo. He knew some guys that were apparently on the plane. So
one of the crazier things I saw about it was that the Argentinian soccer team was just on that plane like a month ago to see, like, some, like, I mean, there was the national team that would
have took that same plane?
They took that same plane. Oof.
Yeah. They don't know what happened with it, though, do they?
They were citing weather conditions.
I think they said electrical issues. They went off the radar and just crashed.
I think weather had something to do with it, too. I think either they had a lightning strike or something. I don't know for sure, but I've seen a few different, you know, things go on. So, yeah.
Still, it's really, really crazy. Scary.
Yeah. I mean, not scary so much as it just kind of sucks, but...
Scary that it could just happen like that, though.
Yeah. I mean...
It's not like they were expecting to get hit...
I can't even imagine, but
this is obviously one of those unfortunate events that you can't plan out, you can't plan for. I mean, you don't see it coming. It just happens. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. And like Brad said, obviously sports are supposed to be the kind of thing that takes us away from this. So when sports get wrapped into it, it makes it harder to get away from, because that's what you have right there. That's like, your...
I mean, take Orlando, for example.
Exactly. As you can, you know, say with Orlando, it's obviously those two weren't necessarily connected, but Orlando in sports, the Orlando City gave it away for people to come together and sort of forget or try to move on.
Yeah.
While also remembering.
And they continue to do so too. They just installed, you know, 49 seats in their stadium.
Quick little sidebar to this. WFTV Channel 9 posted the article about it on their Facebook page, and people were getting incredibly upset about it, saying, oh my God, why aren't we honoring our military veterans?
You know, that was going to be my beef later, but since you brought it up, I don't even know. I don't know how to respond to that appropriately.
You're going to get people who get mad over every little thing. And
as a military veteran, how do you feel about that?
I don't care.
What kind of pisses me off about that is people are just completely missing the point and missing the idea of it because of their own personal and religious beliefs.
Right.
Yeah, you're just using your beliefs as a veil for your...
Yeah, you as an American citizen, as a human being, have the right to believe whatever you want to believe and, you know, think whatever you want to think. But the fact of the matter is this was an awful tragedy. One of the worst that this city has ever seen, this country has ever seen. And not just a people, but a group of people, an attack on a group of people that have felt largely left out in this country and don't feel loved by a lot of the people that they have to live with here. And it's this club has always been for those people. And, you know, even in the story that I did with Phil Rollins this week and the work that, you know, Orlando City has done with the LGBT community.
They were the presenting sponsor for the Pride Parade, weren't they?
And no professional sports team has ever done that.
Yeah. And no other professional sports team, like, period, has ever, like, come out and said, like, no, we're totally inclusive.
And it's not even a political, it doesn't have to be a political statement. It's just a human, it's a human rights statement.
Yeah, it's just being a decent human being.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that some people are taking this way as, you know, disrespectful to military servicemen, and that's just,
here's the thing.
It's missing the point.
It's missing the point, but like,
that's the one thing that bothers me the most, is that, like, I hate being, like, used as, like, a prop to, like, trying to just being, like, thrown around as, like, I don't care.
To push your own agenda or your own thoughts.
Like, don't speak for me.
You didn't join the military to get praise and recognition, did you?
No.
Most people don't, do they?
No.
So then why are other people trying to force it?
You'd be hard pressed to find, like, any, like, halfway decent person that joined the military that was looking for praise. Like, no one does it to get medals. And if they do, then they're probably not going to get many.
Right. They do it to serve their country and to better the other people's lives.
I mean, you can do it for any number of reasons. I mean, I know people who do it because they're looking for a way out of a shitty situation that they might be living in a town where, you know, they don't feel comfortable living in. They might do it because they want to better themselves, like, you know, for an opportunity with a career, whether they want to go to school later on. I mean, there's any number of reasons why someone might join the military, but no one ever does it. I mean, I want to say no one. Largely, people do it for reasons other than recognition and praise.
Okay. That's all we're going to say about that. Tragic thing that happened, but the club will rebuild. And, you know, it's nice that the rest of the Brazilian Soccer Federation and all the other teams around them are coming in to help. And, we'll revisit that when some other news comes up. But let's talk some Orlando City news, because a lot of stuff happened today. Just kind of came out of nowhere. So first off, just a little while ago, OCB has been announced that they will be playing in the new stadium for 2017.
Show hands if you saw that coming.
Yeah,
literally everybody.
Literally everyone. I think. Because they didn't have their own facility in 2016, that's why they played out in Melbourne. I think, like, if you're looking at the operating costs of it, it just didn't make sense for them to continue playing out there, especially with the attendance figures they were getting. And now you have it in your own city, and you're giving people more soccer to come watch. Yeah, that's going
to
work.
Yeah, they were second to last in USL attendance. The thing with Melbourne is...
Third to last. They were better than Montreal and New York.
Oh, okay.
New York. Last. Yeah, you're right.
The Red Bulls?
Yeah.
No, they were better than the Red Bulls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had it right.
Second last. Yeah. Okay. But the thing with having it in Melbourne is, like, the club really didn't market it well. They just said it exists. Come out. Yeah, and it not only did it tear up the field for Eastern Florida State for their own season, but Orlando City had to ship all their gear in and out from Orlando.
Yeah.
It's a nice hour and a half drive there and back every game day. Plus, they have to get there a few hours early to set it up.
Uh-huh.
And, a lot of man hours, pretty much.
And a lot of money being paid for, like, overtime.
Now you have your own facility and...
10 times easier. It's even better for Orlando City because it's the same thing with the Citrus Bowl. They had to ship gear in and out of the Citrus Bowl because they only rented that space.
Yeah, I mean...
I can just literally set it up and leave it there for months.
I'm not going to go into the specifics, but doing my job, yeah, I totally understand that. Because there's materials that we have to move around and stuff like that. And, yeah, it's hugely inconvenient not having your own space.
I think this is going to be important for the fact that the new stadium is capped. Games are going to be sold out. Tickets are going to be very hard to come by for a lot of people. And those people that, not only that, but don't, are probably going to get priced out of the games. Because of the scarcity of tickets.
Then you have OCB.
Now have this option to go see OCB games and support them and still be able to see Orlando City soccer in some form in the new stadium, downtown, close to home. You don't have to travel that far for it. It's right there for you.
It's like the Magic D-League team being in Orlando. Like, seeing the future of the MLS team.
Well, not only that, but I think just because you already, I mean, yes, you can market it as like seeing the future, but I think having more soccer that you can come and watch at a lower price point.
Well, don't forget the Pride.
Right, but that's I'm saying that too.
Like, you have a third
option.
You have a third option as well. Yeah.
You don't just have scheduling.
Scheduling is going to be a nightmare, though.
Is it?
I think they'll be fine. I mean, you just got to pretty much work around.
I mean,
it'll be interesting
Prime
because
MLS
like
are doing. They'll probably do a lot of double headers like the Red Bulls did often this season, where the Red Bulls Red Bulls too would often play after the Red Bulls games.
Or sometimes.
Or you have like a weekend of Orlando City Soccer where
One Saturday, two Sunday, or two Saturday, one Sunday.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that like you could have like a Friday game with OCB, Saturday with the Pride, and then Sunday with Orlando City.
I like that. I mean, I think they'll have a few of those at the least.
Yeah,
it all depends on the leagues as well because they have to coordinate.
Yeah,
home
how the scheduling falls and everything like that. Like that, yes, that you have to take into account as well. But I mean,
you got to think it's the priority is going to go to MLS, then
the Pride,
then Pride, then USL.
Yeah.
So that's also just the order in which the schedules come out. MLS gets released in February or January. Mm-hmm.
But the Pride. Get later.
Their Pride
season
usually
later.
Comes out in like March.
Yeah, their season like starts that. Later, so
their season
that
starts
might be
in what, April?
Yeah.
OCB starts in late March.
You may see a lot of midweek USL games.
Yeah, you'll probably see that too. I mean, you'll probably have some like weekday games. You might even see some weekday like during the day games.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
Well, I mean there's
July at 1 o'clock.
There's different ways you can sort of like get around promoting that.
That's where the double headers come into play most likely.
Yeah.
At least the new stadium has awnings to protect
the
fans.
That's to the point is that it's different than playing in the Citrus Bowl or Camping World Stadium.
Very much so.
Because, I mean, you have an environment there that's basically designed specifically for soccer. Your fans are, I mean, people are going to like go from like bitching and moaning about like how brutally hot the Camping World Stadium is. To now suddenly like, oh no, Orlando City's stadium is nice because there's actually shade.
What they need to do is on those awnings, add big industrial sized fans to blow down.
Do you like the turbines that are at like Lincoln Financial Field?
Yeah.
Sure.
98 degree weather on a hot day in July.
There's gonna be some kind of climate control inside of there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah,
just don't know what it's gonna be.
You're not just putting basically a warehouse roof over a stadium and then just putting a hole in the middle of it. That pause was intentional, Phil Rollins. If you're listening, don't do that.
Yeah. I'm planning on getting a tour of the new stadium in January. So it should be a lot more far along than it is right now because they've just started putting all the seats in. They're going to be putting the turf in January or by the end of December, I think they said. And the scoreboard will be going in sometime around January as well. So you'll have a better idea of just how it's going to look by that time. When we go on tour.
So that pretty new stadium starts to look pretty.
It already looks pretty nice. To say.
Right. Macho Man's excited.
He sounds really excited, doesn't he? Hey, if you want to get more excited, the live cam for the Orlando City Stadium's on their website. You should go check that out.
Is it?
I mean, it's been up.
Yeah,
it has
been
it?
It's been up since they started.
It's been up since they broke ground.
What a
Austin's,
great reporter
Austin's,
you are.
Austin's making it sound like this is a new thing that they had.
Yeah, he did.
No.
No, you made it sound like it just went
like,
up this week.
It's been up for like... It's been since, up for, since it was like...
Since they broke ground.
Yeah, literally. It's set up on that building across the street, the City View.
Yeah.
It's running out of some dude's apartment.
I think it's literally sitting running at a Sundew's apartment. I think that's a thing.
No, like some Orlando City staffer rented out an apartment, and then they're just having the camera sit outside of it.
So they're renting out an apartment in downtown Orlando for a camera.
No, I mean
no,
like
no, no,
some
no,
Orlando
like
City staffer lives
who works
in the building.
There. Oh, yeah. Okay.
do that, or they just like
ask. You ever like drive by there? Like, there's like a bunch of like business spaces that are open there, and none of them are.
Yeah, they're open usually.
Like, there's no, but there's like some that just are like not open.
No, yeah, no, I know
that are like aren't occupied. Is what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Once the stadium opens up,
they will be. But
yes,
it's current and its current state. They're
not.
There's just like false fronts in front of all of them.
Yeah, that. Okay, more Orlando City kind of related news. NASL is going to go under eventually in like the next few months.
Ooh, tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
By tomorrow, they'll be killed.
So yeah, it came out today that the
Cosmos.
The New York Cosmos are probably going to go under. Yep. They paid all their players, and they're like, okay, done.
Show's over. Go home.
And if they leave, that leaves six teams left in the league. They can do what the Arena Football League's trying to do and play a full season with four teams. I would not do that.
That's going to be bad.
Yeah. Or they could just cut their losses, say, hey, we had a good run. Done. And then all the other teams go to USL.
I think at this point, any of those franchises like Miami's and Jacksonville's and Indies would be kind of stupid to stay on board. I mean, without the Cosmos, the league is nothing. There's no brand recognition among the names that are still left. Well,
even the back-to-back champions, too.
Well, even the Cosmos aren't
three
the same
of the last
Cosmos
four champions.
That, even the Cosmos aren't the same Cosmos that Pele played for.
It's not the same US NASL altogether. I think you're going to see those remaining teams attempt to jump to USL, and USL will gladly take all of those guys in there.
Yeah, and I mean, that's where we're going to see the Pro L in the USA.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Miami, they have owners that are heavily invested and willing with deep pockets to spend money, and I think in a setting like USL that's growing and that's being successful,
yep,
that they can succeed there, and the bottom line will start to look a little bit fresher. I think from a Florida soccer standpoint, that's kind of exciting to have four teams in the Sunshine State. When you think about not last season, but 2015,
you guys realize
there were zero
that.
Teams here. Now, next year, we could have four.
Guys, in USL, rivals. You mean?
Yes.
Hold on. Try to guess what the Cosmos shirt sponsor was.
It was Emirates.
Emirates. Yeah. It's so weird.
Why?
Because it's basically a third division U.S. soccer team.
But it's the Cosmos brand.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, do you think like, I mean, I guess overseas it's way more because of Pele.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They still sell Pele shirts.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
With the, like, they sell Pele shirts with the new Cosmos look and the Emirates on the front.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of insane that like Emirates is the shirt sponsor of the Cosmos.
Was
the shirt sponsor of the Cosmos. Thank you. And yet,
other clubs have like a Herbalife.
Other clubs don't have anything. I think Jacksonville is First Coast
Winn-Dixie,
Credit Union.
It?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Winn-Dixie, yeah.
I'm pretty sure most clubs have sponsors now.
San Jose was the last holdout for a shirt sponsor in MLS, and they got one this year.
Yep.
They were on and off with shirt sponsors. Same thing with Colorado has been on and off for the past couple of years.
Yeah, but this is like the first year.
Houston was also without a shirt sponsor for a couple of years before they got the solar company.
But this is the first year that every club in MLS has a shirt sponsor.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Which you think is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
This far in, when you think about how well the league's doing.
Yeah.
Maybe that just says how bad the San Jose Earthquakes are at business. If anything.
Yeah.
They share a front office with the Oakland Athletics. I mean, obviously money's not in their best interest right now.
Sharing anything with the Oakland Athletics is probably not in your best interest as far as finances go now.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Especially when you think about what they're known for.
So here, let's. Here's an interesting article. So I was just looking up like all those shirt sponsors and everything.
Yeah.
So last year, let's see, Chicago Fire was Quaker.
Yeah,
like Quaker Oats.
Valspar.
Another Valspar. Colorado Rapids, Transamerica. Barbasol for Columbus.
Barbasol's been Columbus' sponsor for a while, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they're based out of there, so it makes sense. Latos for DC United. Advocare for FC Dallas. Yeah. Green Star Recycling.
A lot of like quasi pyramid schemes that are
Herbalife.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I heard LA is sponsored by a pyramid scheme. Can we get Flavio on the phone for comment?
According to a certain front office execs.
I think a lot of people would say that. Herbalife for LA. BMO Financial.
You remember that where he was on Facebook specifically calling Herbalife a pyramid scheme?
Yes.
He was like, hey guys, I know you're mad at us for this sponsor, but these guys got a pyramid scheme going
on. So hold on. Let's just think about this. The soccer teams in New York, you had the Cosmos mm-hmm. with Emirates, NYCFC with Etihad, mm-hmm. and the Red Bulls with Red Bull.
Yep.
Two airlines and an energy drink.
Yeah.
Just interesting.
What about the Rhinos?
Oh. They had some really weird sponsor.
Are we considering Rochester?
It's in New York.
It's in New York.
It's upstate New York, but...
It's still... they had some really weird sponsor a few years ago. It was like a clown. I'm not even kidding. They're like, the logo was like a clown.
What is it? I don't even see their...
Bimbo?
Yes,
that's
Bimbo.
What they've had.
Bimbo Bread.
The bakery?
Yeah, the Bimbo Bread Bakery.
That's also the union sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
What was their logo like a few years ago?
Rochester's not a bad city. I like that stadium.
Can't remember. What's Western New York Flash's shirt?
Oh yeah. Okay, so Rochester Rhinos, their old sponsor was Camp Good Days. And it was just a clown. Fun fact for you. So Portland Timbers, Alaska Airlines.
I think it's the stadium
sponsor. It's the stadium sponsor, Sanheim.
Who?
The Western New York Flash. Their shirt sponsor is Sanheim.
Salen Stadium.
Salen.
Yeah. It's a local company up there.
Yep.
Real Salt Lake, Life Vantage, Seattle's Xbox, Ivy Funds for Sporting Kansas City, BMO again for Toronto. So both Toronto and Montreal have the same shirt sponsor.
Yeah, it's a bank in Canada.
It's a Canadian.
They have it down
Toronto
here.
Toronto also has BMO.
Oh,
Field.
Yeah, there's BMO.
There's one, there's one right down the road from where we're recording.
Because you have a lot of Canadian tourists right. that come
And down then here. Bell Canada for Vancouver.
Yep, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Isn't one of the other soccer teams in Canada also have BMO as their sponsor?
Who?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure one of them does. It's either Edmonton or Ottawa.
Pretty sure neither one of them do.
Yeah.
Maybe you're wrong. Brad, you're wrong.
No, he's right.
Nope.
Gavin's wrong. He's absolutely right.
Wrong. Lies.
Anyways, Adrian Heath, right?
Yeah, hey, that guy.
Am I right?
You heard about this
them,
guy?
Them loons, though.
So, yeah, officially now.
Adrian Heath, you seen this? You heard about him?
He's officially the new manager of Minnesota United. Impression. And Ian Fuller officially staying on as an assistant coach. So they're back together.
Getting the band back together.
Yep. So now it's just Jamie Watson is going to be his Lewis Neal for this year.
When Orlando and Minnesota play each other, they're just going to be looking at each other from across the field like... just like, Ian's just reaching out for Inchy like... Huh.
Wait, who's going to be reaching out for him?
I'm sorry, not Ian. Because he's going to be not Ian Fuller, but who is left?
Stuart Kerr.
Yeah.
Stuart Kerr might be gone. The goalie coach.
Bobby Murphy.
Yeah, Bobby Murphy.
Bobby Murphy.
Murphy will just be like.
Bobby Murphy just reaching across like, Inchy,
I miss you. Come back. He might actually hire him away. You never know.
Probably.
I mean, he only has.
Those two guys' personalities is Bobby Murphy and Adrian Heath. That must have been really interesting on a coaching staff.
It's a shame they were only there for like a few months together.
I think it's kind of interesting is does Adrian bring in Mark Watson back?
I don't know. Yeah, he's not.
Do you think
like
it becomes like a team petty thing at that point where like Adrian just gets like all the former assistants that he had at Orlando?
Adrian tries to bring as many former Orlando City people there as he possibly can.
Gets Tommy
Anthony Pulis come over from OCB.
Hire. I mean,
that could actually happen, but.
They could hire a specific head of communications up there in Minnesota, too.
Besides Pedro Ribeiro.
That was unfairly treated in Orlando. I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are.
Yes, he sure does.
Love you, Lenny.
Yeah, we miss
R.I.P.,
you.
R.I.P., really.
Missed you, buddy. He's going to be running the Florida Cup.
Florida Cup. I'm looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, we're all going to be going out for that.
It's actually kind of nice because it's not just at Wide World of Disney this year. Like, there's like it's going
to
be at UCF.
I'm looking forward to UCF as a venue.
Yeah, UCF as a venue.
And
looking forward to Tampa. I want to go to Tampa.
I'm going to Tampa.
I want to go to Tampa and cover again.
They're doing it at Al Lang?
Yeah. That's fun.
Tickets are expensive for the nice seats.
I want to go to... wonder if they have like a lightning game.
I haven't seen... they haven't announced all the teams yet, have they?
They have.
They have announced the official schedule.
So hold on, let's talk about Adrian Heath.
Michael
really
said
quick.
He was going to do a sign-up sheet. I'm waiting for him to do that.
Yeah,
so
okay. I've got all the teams that are playing. Let's talk about Adrian Heath, and we'll go into the Florida Cup really quick. So the big thing with Adrian Heath, obviously, he's keeping Ian Fuller, and you know, like, he's known Minnesota since he sold Jamie Watson up there in 2013, who's still there and is a fan favorite, just like he was in Orlando, because obviously that's just kind of how he is. But it's definitely going to be interesting when Orlando plays Minnesota in Orlando. I can't wait for the TIFO that the supporters group is going to throw out there. And I really hope that Minnesota plays in Orlando this year. I really do. They're going to be in the Western Conference, though, so it's either one or the other. They're not going to play a home and away.
I would definitely go to Minnesota regardless. Orlando doesn't even have to be playing there. I just want to go to Minnesota.
I do kind of want an excuse to go visit Minnesota.
You guys want to go up there? The fourth official on the road?
No.
I will.
At least me and you can and cover the game for the site.
Here's the thing. Paisley Park?
Wait, what?
Get to go to Paisley Park.
Isn't that Prince's place?
Yeah. They're turning that
into
Mall of
America? Catch a Twins game?
Yeah. I mean, Paisley Park would be literally the only reason why I would want to go to Minnesota. But
go see a T-Wolves game, too. Carl Anthony Towns? Andrew Wiggins?
Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing a Wild game.
There you go.
If we can get that season, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I think when we see the schedule, we'll know more.
We'll get back to you guys in about a month when the schedule comes out in January.
Not that you guys would have ever noticed, but we'll be recording in Minnesota, and the audio quality will be slightly off because we'll be probably recording off of someone's laptop.
Yeah, we'll be in the backseat of a PT Cruiser or something.
Hey,
recording.
You know, I mean, we can bring equipment.
I'm not saying we can't.
Yeah, no, just saying.
Recording outside of Prince's place. Yeah. Just sitting on the
street. We'll have a live episode at Prince's.
You guys got to get out of here. We're recording a soccer podcast.
We'll be in his studio.
Hey, can we use this real quick? Like
accidentally recording over some unreleased Prince tracks.
One of his vault of songs that he never released. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
You guys weren't using this, so I took it.
Just took it. Anyways, with Adrian Heath being up in Minnesota, it's a mixed bag with how people are feeling about him. A lot of people like the hire, some people don't, and some people are just kind of, eh.
I think a lot of people got a bad taste from Adrian.
Wait, that was the best, like, sort of half Mitch Hedberg joke Austin has ever accidentally done. He's like, a lot of people like us, a lot of people don't like us, a lot of people think we're just okay.
Like, that's actually our new slogan for the fourth official.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like our original slogan?
No.
I want to say it was something similar to that. We don't do much, but everyone still hates us. That's our slogan currently.
Yeah. But about Adrian.
Oh my God, you guys!
About Adrian.
Hold on.
About Adrian.
It says on our Twitter, new episodes drop every Tuesday. We're here on Tuesday, guys.
Yeah, but it's the Monday of Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many of our episodes have actually dropped on a Tuesday? Like a quarter, maybe?
Club going up on a Tuesday?
That's right. The thing is, we don't know when the club's going up. It just goes
up. New episodes
up.
Every
whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, pretty much. About Adrian.
I think he's a great coach. I think he's a great guy. I think he knows, there's no denying he knows not just the game very well, he knows MLS very well. I think he...
And he learned from his mistakes at Orlando.
You can say that, yes. I think a lot of what happened was not his fault. A lot of things that went down off-season were out of his control. He didn't have as much control as he would have wanted to as far as taking blame for things he didn't necessarily have a hand in as far as player personnel decisions. I think the whole the way he was booted out, I think he was left very unfairly. He was treated unfairly here, and I think he got a lot of. I don't know why necessarily. Obviously, it's probably tied around the fact that the club was always losing, which they weren't really doing when he was fired. But the fans, just a lot of the newer fans that weren't around for the USL days of Heath when Orlando City would always win, didn't quite understand not just him, but his style of play, and they didn't like it.
Right. You know what's really sad? He left Orlando with 98 wins.
Yeah.
Two away from 100. Like, that would have been amazing. Leave the club with 100 career wins.
Probably we got that fourth line on the website, you know?
Oh, yeah, because he only got three lines. Yeah, that was... I think that kind of, like, annoyed him, because, like, all the stuff he did with the club...
Love that quote!
He's just like, I only got three lines on a website, and, like, that's really all you can do for me? Really? Do I mean that little to you?
I think it's... Yeah, the three... Yeah, I mean...
It's something. It is something.
Shout out Paul Tenorio for getting that interview that we were supposed to get.
Paul does good work. Don't bash him.
No. I'm not bashing him. I'm just saying. You know,
we
could have gotten that. Probably not. Anyway.
I mean, for the record, I did reach out to Adrian through Lenny, who had not heard back from
him. Yeah, I reached out
to
Adrian.
Which, right after I reached out to Lenny, reports came out a few days later, like, hey, he's going to be the head coach. And I thought, all right, well, he's too busy, obviously, to talk to him.
Yeah.
To even bother.
Paul is always going to get that interview because he's buddy-buddy with
Adrian.
I'm sure,
he's probably hit him up on his personal line and be like, oh, man, what you got?
They used to go get, like, drinks all the time. So, like, yeah.
Jason, if you're out there, I mean, I'll go drinking with you. I don't care.
Is he a wine guy, too?
He didn't think he's a wine. I think he's, like, a one glass of wine guy.
That's fair. Classy. All right, back to what we were talking about. Florida Cup. So, here are the teams that are going to be playing. There's two different competitions this year.
Have we already talked about this?
No.
We talked about it when half the teams were available. So you have the FC Challenge, which is like the just kind of... The clubs represent their own countries in a format similar to the Davis Cup. So you've got Germany, Brazil, and then US/Argentina. So Estudiantes and the Rowdies are placed together.
My curiosity is killing me just like a cat would be killed by the curiosity. Yeah.
So, Atlético Mineiro from Brazil.
Yep.
Bayer Leverkusen from Germany. Estudiantes from Argentina. Flamengo from Brazil. Tampa Bay Rowdies from the U.S. And VfL Wolfsburg from Germany. Those are the six clubs taking place in the FC Challenge. Now, then there's the FC Playoff.
Playoffs?
You have Corinthians. FC River Plate. Ooh. Vasco da Gama.
What?
Barcelona.
Not that Barcelona, though.
No, other Barcelona.
It's actually that Barcelona.
It's the other.
You're talking about the Ecuadorian one, right?
Yeah, that
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that Barcelona.
The one from Ecuador. Sao Paulo from Brazil. Shanghai Sipji. I hope I said that right. From China. Internacional from Brazil. And Millonarios from Colombia.
Guys, how is this actually going to take place with a Chinese team coming here? It's before our president elect gets inaugurated, so never mind.
Well, no Mexican clubs.
Well, he doesn't like China either, so he's very tough on China.
So the way that this FC playoff will happen is it's literally a playoff. So there's the first round. Whoever wins the first round, the games in the first round, they go into the winner's column, and then there's a loser column. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have a place for losers.
So what you're saying is Sao Paulo is just going to win.
Who?
Sao Paulo?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Or Corinthians.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being real here.
Yeah. So let's see. There's two games. These games are all going to be played mostly... The first round is all going to be, like, down south.
Man, could you imagine, like, if somehow, like, we had River Plate and Boca Juniors playing in this?
Oh, my God.
There'd be actual riots. We'd have actual soccer riots here.
Somebody would die.
If they had River Plate... Oh, if they had that game at Bright House...
Oh. You would actually have... There'd be so much blood.
There would be flares.
Yeah.
The campus of UCF would like ignite in flames.
Yeah. Nitro would literally Nitro would literally be made of nitro at that point.
Can we make that happen for 2017? Eh? What's his name? Who runs it?
Ricardo Villar.
Yeah, Ricardo Villar. Can you make that happen, please? If you hear this.
You guys want blood to shed in the streets?
Come on, the campus
of UCF.
The streets will run blood. Will run red.
It'll be something like we've never seen before.
It'd be an actual bloodbath.
Actually, we don't want that to happen because then all your Orlando City fans will get a bad idea.
Yeah.
Remember, a lot of Orlando City fans are UCF.
Are going to this. They're
UCF students, so like they'll be there.
Yeah, maybe not.
I mean, they do yell night during the Star-Spangled Banner.
You know,
can you stop, please?
That is one of the dumbest things. I just
they do that at Magic
see,
games.
Most, here's my beef for today.
Wait, we'll come back to that. Put a pin in it.
When I go to sporting events that are not Orlando City, and we get to the national anthem, I'm almost like relieved when I don't hear someone shout night. Like you expect it, and then it's like, oh, that's refreshing.
Try going to either a Solar Bears game or a Magic game.
Hear that all the time.
Is it even worse?
It's even worse.
How is it worse?
It's worse because tickets are cheaper.
I feel like Orlando City Magic games tickets are cheaper.
Tickets are cheap to Magic games.
Orlando City games are pretty cheap.
I mean, you can imagine they'd be a little bit cheaper to Magic games too.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to the Clippers game on the 12th or 14th.
I didn't know
UCF was even this popular. Like obviously they do have a big part of the community that go to school there.
The fans of the school teams itself don't have anything to look forward to.
Guys, breaking news. Gareth Southgate has been confirmed as the new manager for England after agreeing to a 4-year deal.
Haha, Jurgen.
Yeah, he's just out.
Sucks to suck.
Haha, suck it, Jurgen.
What's that from?
This is the D-Generation X from 90s wrestling.
All right. That...
Two words for you, Jurgen. Suck it.
How about that Kyle Aaron guy?
He's pretty good.
He's been nominated for the Canadian Player of the Year, along with 8 other Canadians.
Probably won't win, but...
I mean, you know. Still
is that just like sports in general, or
yeah?
No, he's totally not going to win. That's going to be Connor McDavid.
No, it's hold on. So, Vancouver Whitecaps defenders David Edgar and Marcel DeJong, along with Jonathan Osorio, Tosin Ricketts from Toronto.
Oh, it's just Tesho
Akindele from Montreal, Patrice Bernier, and forward Kyle Larin round out the MLS contingent. And let's see. Then they have the men's U20 Player of the Year. Alfonso Davies nominated for the Men's U17 Player of the Year Award.
That's actually pretty good.
So that wonder kid, you know.
Yeah.
He's not that good. He's overhyped. So I'm told. It's a little much
to make off of like one game that he's, you know, but, you know.
What do I know?
Yep.
Anything else to add?
I heard what you said about me a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can separate business from friendship. I'm your friend. But if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, Rob Bradley. He's in the news.
Rob Bradley.
No, it's Brob Badley.
So you can't even do the thing where like you switch like the first and last initial because it's still Bob Bradley. So like, what do you do with that?
You just play it off.
Bob Bradley.
It's not like you can do like Donald Trump and then like it's suddenly like a funny thing to say.
So Bob Bradley got his first win with Swansea the other day.
It took him a while.
5-4 kinda, final score.
Kind of almost didn't happen even.
Yeah. He came out and said that Steven Gerrard will be the last superstar to enjoy easy retirement fund in MLS.
Wrong, because Kaká's still here.
Oof. He says the idea that clubs in the Oh my God, he called it the MLS.
Rob, come on, Rob.
The idea that clubs in the MLS just take a name went out of the window a long time ago.
No, but that's still going to happen though, because it's he's wrong.
It's happening with Schweinsteiger right now. Yeah, for $16 million.
I think he's considering retiring instead. I got a million. It's like, what was the offer? Oh.
Hold on.
Who offered it, though?
Chicago?
I'd rather retire.
I mean, but
that would be
the
ultimate slap in the face, though. It's like, we're going to offer you more money than any MLS player has ever made. And he's just like, nah, guys, fam.
To play where?
I'm out.
I like to think of that meme where it's like the old guy where it's like, guess I'll just die then. And instead of it, it'd be like, does the Chicago firewall me? Guess I'll just retire then.
It's like, which Chicago?
Yeah.
To be fair, it's Bridgeview, not Chicago.
It's on the south side still.
It's a nicer suburb, though.
South of the south side.
Whatever. So Bradley went on to say, it was great to have him at the MLS. Holy crap.
Rob.
It was great to have him at... I hope this is just the guy writing the article and not actually him saying this, because, dear God, he needs a slap in the face. Anyways, it was great to have him at the MLS, but his pure impact... was not as much as it might have been. He had some injuries, but if you're a Galaxy fan, when he was able to have some impact as Robbie Keane had, no.
Sometime I want to get my hands on the Snake Man.
I mean, sure. First of all, Robbie Keane, like, when he was at Tottenham, didn't really do a whole lot. And when he came over here, like, yeah, he was kind of, it was at the time when the Galaxy still had Beckham and Landon Donovan playing together. So he was kind of like featured as like the third guy on the team, really. So
he was still really good.
He was still really good, but no one, I don't think anyone really projected him to make that kind of the effect that he did when he came over here.
Not.
So
plus he was younger when he came over and he's still playing.
Yeah, he was still in the
Gerard played 1 year and is like, nah,
yeah, Robbie Keane was still, for all intents and purposes, still in the prime of his like playing years when he came over here.
Yeah.
So to say like, oh, some guy that like, you know, had a lengthy career over in England or Europe or elsewhere is going to come here and just expect a payday. Like, Robbie Keane's not the model that you want to make of that. I would say,
remember, he came in 2011, 5 years ago.
I would say your David Beckham and your Thierry Henry, those are probably the two more apt analogies to make. But the league is caught up to the point now where, like, you can't have two guys who are all-time greats and coming into the league and even going to be able to make that same impact that they did.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. So.
The madness, yeah! Running wild, hand in hand. Isn't that unbelievable?
Unbelievable, Randy.
So, last thing that Bob Bradley said: whenever a player goes to the MLS,
oh God! So he did say the MLS.
He keeps saying it too. Whenever a player goes to the MLS at the end of his career, there are big challenges. It's a competitive, athletic league with a lot of travel. Young Americans in the league need good examples. But if a player who is 34 or 35, you have to decide what they have left. And you have to work out whether you are making the decision for football or commercial reasons.
I mean, he's not wrong, but no one's doing that.
Right.
I mean, and you saw the two examples that they tried that. I mean, how much longer do you think like Andrea Pirlo is really going to play next year?
I think 2017, they've already said it's his last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, do you think he's not going to like either A,
sit on the bench and be like injured? Quote unquote.
Lucy goosey.
Lucy goosey, man.
Yeah, I don't think that you're gonna really have that example. I think it's been proven now to the point where like you can't just like show up to practice every day.
Right.
I mean, we have an off injured captain of our own here in Orlando who's
only missed the first like few games of the season. Didn't miss much towards the end.
Didn't really miss anything towards the end. Agreed. But
could have been more effective
during those crucial times before Adrian was fired.
We missed the playoffs by how many points?
Two.
One point.
One point. One point.
One point.
One point.
And, yeah.
We didn't have our captain for how many games to start the season where we had draws or losses that we probably shouldn't have had?
All because of that goddamn Carrasco handball.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Hilario Garcia, whatever your name is.
Handball.
Hilario Grajeda.
Mario.
Can we call? I mean, no one's really talking about that like as often as you know.
So hold on. He missed. Let's see. The first three games, then played three, then missed two, then played four, then missed two, then played two, then missed three, and then played the rest.
So how many total did he miss?
He missed 3, 5, 7, 10.
10 games.
Yes.
And I'm guessing in those we won how many?
We won one. Yeah, just that one. We either drew or lost the rest of them. So hold on.
So our captain...
So we drew 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of those 10.
So, I mean, we got points out of 8 of those 10 games that he missed.
Yes.
Okay.
We actually got 10 points out of those 10 games.
Yeah, that's basically my thoughts on it, was just me hitting my head into the microphone. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, we had how many games at home to start the season? And anytime you walk away with a draw at home, that's kind of a loss in itself.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hold on.
We had, what, 3 home games to start the season?
2. One against Chicago, one against Salt Lake.
That game against Chicago is probably the worst game I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
They were playing as a 10-man Chicago, and we drew them. Chicago. What the hell?
Yeah, so he missed... He only missed 3 home games? Yeah, he only missed 3 home games.
And of those 3, we only got, what, 4, 5 points?
He missed.
Or 3 or 4 points.
Out of those home games that he missed, 3 points in those 3 games. Drew each one. And he missed the last game that he, not the last game. Oh, no, he missed the Houston game. That's another one. So, sorry, 4 points in 4 games that he missed at home.
So, of 12 points, we got 4.
Out of a possible 12, we got 4, yeah. At home, without him starting.
Without, so, okay. 4 games, 12 points, we got 4. Missing our captain. Yeah. I think that proves the point kind of emphatically.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's not coming back next year, they're going to have to find a replacement for him because they're obviously relying too heavily on him.
After next year, yeah. But
or, you know, it's not too early to start thinking about it.
Because, I mean, I think I even wrote about this when I was still with the mainland. In games he scores, Kaká scores, that Orlando gets good
results.
They usually win.
Yeah. So
but if he's not there to score, then...
Right. So, hold on. So, the first game he scored in was the win against Portland. Then he scored against New England where they drew. He scored the 100th minute winner against Toronto. This is another win. 2-2 draw he scored against Chicago. Scored twice against NYC where they won. Scored twice against Montreal where they won. And then scored once against DC where they won.
So it was 17 points you just said they're there. Mm. So games he misses, we had 4 points in 4 games. And then the games you just mentioned where he scored, we had 17 points. Bit of a drop-off.
Yeah, just a bit. A little bit.
I like that jersey.
Solar Bears jersey?
Yeah, it's a nice jersey. It's a nice jersey.
Completely random
I need some
thought.
Solar Bears gear. I just like that purple, that shade of purple. Looks nice.
Solar Bears is the OG purple team in Orlando.
Yeah, I still got their I got their OG their jersey from back in the day.
Yeah. You'd be amazed how many people still have those.
Oh yeah,
are you guys classic. Doing any good Solar Bears Cyber Monday deals?
Nope. On tickets we did, but
I need some gear.
All right, moving on. Last thing we're going to talk about when's Howard
the next
Webb
game? Friday. Trying to get me on the ice, dude. Can I play? Put me in, coach.
Yep. Come out to the game Friday. We'll see what we can do.
I'll be there.
Last thing. Howard Webb apparently got offered by MLS to be their new video assistant referee, like head of.
Is he going to be like deal? Is he going to be like sitting in like a studio where like he has to review all of them as the games happen? I mean, because that's really the only way that that gets fixed. I mean, unless he's like training.
No, he'd be training all the referees to like use it or something.
I still
because like the head referees of each game are the ones who review the footage.
I still don't trust any of those refs as far as I can throw them.
Howard Webb is pretty cool, though. He was good back in his
Who
prime.
Was it that, like, tried to, like, touch Howard Webb and he got, like, carted off because of that? Like, he'd, like, tried to, like, not even, like, anything, like, overly malicious. He just kind of, like, he'd, like, kind of, like, tapped him on, like, the shoulder or something like that.
Raheem Sterling?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was Raheem Sterling. He touched him on the shoulder.
Yeah. He got carted off for it.
Yeah, here, hold on. Here's a video.
Yeah, we don't need to watch this either. Yeah.
He's just like what are you doing? Why are you touching me?
It's like that one time when I think when Sweden was playing like an international friendly against someone and like someone was like trying to like block in the Zlatan and he just went like, what are you doing?
just step off. Please.
He didn't even like try to like push back. He just like looked down at his chest like, what are you doing? You're a foot shorter than me.
You are touching the Zlatan?
You're a foot shorter than me.
All right. Hey, you guys got some weird news, huh?
Sure do.
What's yours, Brad?
Ava Cunyara revealed she received death threats after a Chelsea departure. Well, that's not weird because that happens all the time to women in sports.
Damn.
I had something. What happened to it? Austin, do you remember what I said I had?
No. I don't.
This is bad.
You want me to go?
Yes, please.
All right. So at one point or another, we've all played the amazing card game Cards Against Humanity in our lifetimes.
Sure.
Yep.
So for Black Friday, they held an amazing deal in which you could donate money for a great cause. And people knowingly donated $100,000 to dig a big, pointless hole in the ground. So they gave all this money to Cards Against Humanity, and they dug a hole in the ground with all that money.
Seems like a good use of...
For no reason whatsoever.
And people still gave the money knowing
Absolutely.
That it was going to be
they
used
They knowingly
for no
knew that, hey, I'm giving my money so these guys can dig a hole in the ground.
Dig a hole.
Huh.
All right. Find your spread?
I did.
Go.
One of the Q&A is on their website. It was like, one of the questions was, why aren't you giving all this money to charity? And it was like, why aren't you giving this money to charity? It's your money.
Yeah.
This is the response to that question.
Yeah. Just like,
it's a very fair response.
Yeah. You're enabling us. We're not putting any money into this. You are. So my weird news, Kensington Police drinking and driving gift, Christmas bonus edition. So the holiday season is upon us, and that means more social events, staff parties, and alcohol-based libations. Now, because of that fact, it logically means more people need to plan their night's driving duties. To save any problems at the end of the night, know ahead of time who is a designated driver. Write down the number to a cab company or plan to stay overnight at friends. Anything and everything you can do to eliminate the chances of drinking and driving. Now, with that being said, know that the Kensington Police Service will be out for the remainder of the year looking for those dumb enough to feel that they can drink and drive. And when we catch you, and we will catch you, on top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and years driving suspension, we will also provide you with the bonus gift of playing office copies of Nickelback in the cruiser on the way to jail. Now, no need to thank us. We figure if you're foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then a little Chad Kroeger and the boys is a perfect gift for you. So please, let's not ruin a perfectly good, unopened copy of Nickelback. You don't drink and drive, we won't make you listen to it. Basically, in Canada, the Kensington Police Department said that they will be playing Nickelback in their cruisers for anyone that they pick up who is arrested under suspicion of drinking and driving.
I find it hilarious how Canadians, you know, Nickelback is a Canadian band, and they're just like, yeah,
well,
they suck.
Here's the thing. So in Guantanamo, we play, not we, because I wasn't there. The
I thought you were going to tell us something interesting.
The U.S. military would play like Metallica and stuff like that to torture like Al-Qaeda. And now I guess the equivalent is the Canadian police using Nickelback to torture drunk drivers. It's about fair. That was an actual like press release that the Kensington Police Service put on Facebook.
Jesus. That's just unbelievable.
I mean, the Geneva Convention was passed, so I don't know. Seems cruel and unusual.
Can you imagine listening to this? Going to jail? Alright, enough of that. That was bad enough.
My ears are bleeding.
I actually have cancer now.
Okay.
Cancer and AIDS.
Yeah.
So, my weird news. Kids. NASA.
I have AIDS.
Kids. Full-blown AIDS.
NASA wants to help astronauts deal with their poo in space.
Not just AIDS IV, but AIDS.
Are you positive? I'm AIDS IV positive.
Going to the bathroom in zero gravity can be a tricky task, and NASA wants to make your help to make it a little bit easier for astronauts. They have a $30,000 award for anyone who can come up with the most innovative space poop solution.
I mean, you eat all that freeze-dried ice cream, you're going to have to poop eventually.
I were actually... They sell that stuff at the Smithsonian in DC, and I don't know why I didn't buy it.
They sell it at like every science museum.
I've never seen that anywhere, like anywhere else.
Really?
Because I don't really go to like museums often, so
yeah. You know,
so I saw that there, I'm like, that's pretty cool, but that, like $6. Do I want some powdered ice cream? I don't know.
That statement actually makes more sense.
Yeah. That just seems like a waste of $6.
One other quick,
as cool as that is.
Yeah, it sucks.
One other quick newsworthy or you know weird news: a Florida debt collector now owes $100 million and has filed for bankruptcy.
Did you guys see, apparently when Tony Pulis left Crystal Palace, he had a big bonus due for him. He asked for it in advance and then quit 2 days later.
Ha!
He asked for the bonus early, got it, and then quit. And now a court in England is forcing him to repay that bonus.
Huh.
Damn it. Tony, can you imagine if his son did something like that with Orlando?
Hey guys, I'm going to need you to give me like $1 million right now. Thanks. All right, see ya.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Cool. All right. One other thing we're going to talk about here. Overwatch. You guys.
Holiday
season 3 starts tonight.
Does it really?
Uh-huh.
I got to get on that. Terry Crews wants to voice Doomfist.
All for that.
100%.
More things that Terry Crews is in, the better.
I agree.
I need President Camacho to do anything and everything in my life. No one else seen Idiocracy here?
Oh, I have. Absolutely.
Yep.
Who'd have thought it would be a documentary?
I mean...
So, yeah, Terry Crews.
Hold on. Let's play President Camacho's State of the Union. This is our future.
Kanye 2020. Yeah. Well, or I suppose this would be more like The Rock, wouldn't it? It's like Obama uncut right here.
No, but like that's President Camacho. President Dwayne Alonzo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
Mountain Dew. All right. Hey, so we haven't had this in a while. We got an Estrella update, you guys.
We just had one the last episode.
Yeah, no, that was a month ago, though.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So the last time we had an Estrella update, he signed with a new team, right? Varzim Sport Club. Played one game. Since then, he has played in two other games. So he has played a total of three games. For a club that currently sits 15th out of 22nd in the Segunda Liga. Which is the second division in Portugal.
Estrella.
He's no cards, no goals, no assists, no nothing.
Stuck in it. I don't care who does what to your Hershey Highway.
So yeah, that's our Estrella update.
All right. Ready to pick some games?
I'm ready to pick some games. Are you guys ready to pick some games?
Let's do it.
I guess so.
All right, Montreal versus Toronto, second leg. Who's going to move on to the MLS Cup?
Toronto.
Montreal's got the lead, but the game's in Toronto.
And two away goals for Toronto.
I don't think there's any denying that MLS wants Toronto to win this game. So I'm going to go ahead and go for Toronto.
What the hell is going on?
I'm going to go Montreal.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Bless you.
Thank you. Man City, Chelsea. It's going to be a good one.
Get your mother now!
I'm going Chelsea because they're good.
Yeah, Man U is not. I think I saw somewhere that Man U is like 7 points worse off than they were this time of year. Yeesh. And Chelsea's like 12.
You said Man City, right?
Man City, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad. Not Man U. Man U is actually, or Man City is actually P good.
Yeah, but they've been struggling.
Pep is pepping it up a little bit.
Yeah. So currently the standings go Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City. And it's a 1 point difference between first and third.
I think it's like three between like first and fourth.
Yeah, Arsenal's 28, Chelsea 31.
Yep.
That's top four. And then Tottenham behind
them. It's 3 points, but yeah.
So here, top 10, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man U, Everton, Watford, West Brom, Southampton, Stoke.
Watford, still my sleeper pick to win the league.
Bottom three, Hull, Swansea, and Sunderland. West Ham, close to the bottom, 16th out of 20.
I lied.
And Leicester City, 14th. They're behind Burnley and Bournemouth.
I mean, at least they were the only team in Champions League play to not give up a goal in group play.
That is pretty impressive.
So, I mean, at least they've got that going for them.
Yeah. Little things, yeah. Just little things. Okay, so who, Chelsea, Man City, who you got?
Man City.
I'm going to say draw.
Cool. West Ham, Arsenal. Like I said, West Ham close to the bottom, Arsenal close to the top.
Haven't lost since their opener since against Liverpool,
something like that.
Yep, I'm gonna say Arsenal.
Okay, I'm gonna go Arsenal too.
Who the fuck are you?
El Clasico, Barcelona, Real Madrid.
Ooh.
There is
M.
Is Madrid going to be without Bale for this one?
Bale the whale?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You sold Bale. We signed Mesut Ozil.
He had an operation, so yes, I would assume.
Okay. Yep.
He had ankle surgery.
Barcelona.
He's out.
Cool.
He's definitely out.
Yeah, he's out. Barcelona.
Gavin?
It's not really that tough. It's in Camp Nou.
Barcelona, then, yeah, definitely.
Everton, Man U.
And Andres Iniesta is going to make his return for the game, so.
Definitely Barca. Everton, Man U. Just for you, Gav.
Let me just get this off my chest here. We lost at Southampton on a goal 42 seconds in. It's not going well for us right now.
What?
Manchester United.
What?
Draw. I changed my prediction.
Say it again.
Say it again, Gavin.
Draw.
Brad?
Man U. As much as it pains me to say Mourinho doing anything correctly.
I'm going to go draw as well.
He's a specialist in failure.
Last one. Our weird pick from out of nowhere. But not really. The Australian League. Adelaide United versus Wellington Phoenix FC.
Woo. This is AFL?
Yeah.
Australian Rules Football?
No, not Australian Rules Football. The Soccer League. Oh. As in the A-League. The Australian League.
Phoenix. Whatever.
Wellington Phoenix FC?
Wellington Phoenix, sure.
You want to know where they are in the standings, at least?
No.
I'll give you a hint. Both these teams are at the bottom.
Yeah.
Adelaide has 3 points. Wellington Phoenix, 6 points.
Stand by my previous point. Hey, guys. Toronto Edmonton. Who you guys taking?
Hockey?
Yeah. We have Leafs and Oilers.
Toronto.
Okay.
Okay. Gavin. Adelaide United or Wellington Phoenix?
I'm going to go with Phoenix, just because of the nice news this week coming out of Arizona.
With how they
Phoenix Rising FC and their nice new little soccer facility that they've got coming up.
I remember when they first...
Hey, Gavin, who are you taking? Leafs or Oilers?
Leafs.
I'm going to Adelaide
Austin,
United, by the
Austin
way.
Austin Matthews for the win, man.
Yeah, but Oilers have Connor McDavid.
Austin Matthews is the new Jesus. He's the new savior from Toronto hockey.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
That's what I'm going with.
It's We're done, story, guys.
And I'm sticking to it.
Did you guys know Phil Kessel's brother used to play here in Orlando?
Phil Kessel.
Sounds familiar. That sounds like the kind of name that would play for the Solar Bears.
Well, Phil Kessel plays for the Penguins.
Yeah, yeah. I know. But Kessel just sounds like a name that would play for the
Is
Solar
it Blake?
Bears.
Yep.
Yeah, how long ago did he play?
It wasn't that long ago.
God, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 2014. That's right. He was, yeah, one of the first. Yeah, I vaguely remember him. He was only here for a little while.
Well, he played 43. He played, what, 70, 80 games for Solar Bears.
I mean,
he was here twice.
That's right, yeah, 13, 14, and 14, 15.
I just want to get to the level of savagery in my life that the Florida Panthers were to fire their head coach on the road. And then make him find his way back home.
Yeah.
They did it knowingly with no Florida media was there for that game. They just happened to be there.
They Lane Kiffened him is what happened.
Yeah.
Tom
they
Rowe.
Like, they left him at the airport.
Leave him on the tarmac.
That's savage, God. Man. And they had a winning record. Like, who does that? Who fires the coach with a winning record?
A third of the way through the season after a playoff campaign.
I can tell you who did that.
Florida Panthers.
There's another team that did that too.
Who?
I don't know if they had a winning record though.
Oh, yeah. Orlando City?
Yeah.
They did not have a winning record.
They didn't have a winning record, but
they still fired their coach.
Still did. Yep.
Yeah.
A coach that wasn't actually that bad, and yeah.
Anyways, that's it for our show. An hour and 12 minutes later.
Guys, I just want you to let you know you can get your Detroit FC season tickets online now. I'm going all in on them for 2017. So, have fun.
Are you moving up to Detroit?
I would consider it, you know. Get that hardcore MPSL action going on.
Okay.
SB Nation's new MPSL blog run by Gavin Newman.
Sure.
Why not? A game in the Villages this year. What's wrong with that?
Are you going to?
I'm saying we can. We want to go. We'll be there in Minnesota.
This is going to be our outro song here?
Yeah.
Perfect. Turn it up. We're done. See you next week.